All right, let's get back to our guests from Arcade Brewery, huh? Woo! Starting with PJ McNulty.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Beautiful. So, I'm in the beer industry, right? And I used to work for the Goose Island Beer Company for about 10 years. So I left Goose Island. I was a bit at Crossroads. And my brother also was at a crossroads with his kind of career path. So we're like, hey, what should we do? And all of a sudden, he's like, well, I know a guy who's in printing. I'm like, great. Who does he know? He's like, well, he knows a guy who's maybe wants to bring a beer to Chicago. I'm like, okay, I'm interested. Let's do it. He's like, he's a baseball player. I'm like, okay, I'm in. What's going on? He's like, well, he doesn't speak a whole lot of English. Not a big deal. We can figure it out. So I said, okay, we'll call this bass player Vladimir, if you will. And he happened to be playing the Cleveland Indians. So, like, okay, we're going to fly to Cleveland, talk to Vladimir about a potential beer launch in Chicago. I'm like, I'm in. Let's do it. So we get our plenty of tickets and everything. We get some nice, really spiffy business cards and everything. We're like, okay, professional. And we're reading about all players and everything. So we fly into Cleveland. And, okay, anyone been to Cleveland?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Cleveland rocks, right? It rocks.
No.
No, it's cool. Yeah. Hey, there's some cool places in Cleveland. There are. We land at the airport. We check in our hotel. We're great. Go in the lobby. We call our guy, kind of like the middleman. Another came in. We're here. He's like, great, we'll pick you up in a minute. Picks us up. We're driving through not the best neighborhood, but whatever. It's quaint. It's Cleveland. You know, it's Ohio. So we pull in, and it's just like, basically it's like kind of a street party. We're like, great, this is awesome. So we go in. We're like, great, what's on the menu? They're like, oh, we're eating goats. I'm like, okay, I like goat. It's gamey. I like it. We're in. So we're eating goats. Some rice. Excellent. Vladimir walks in. So he's like, great. And I'm like, where's the beer? He's like, well, the beer's not even in Cleveland yet. I'm like, hey, not a big deal. That's cool. Like, what beer is this? He's like, yeah, whatever. We'll call it Presidente. So we meet with Vladimir, and of course he speaks no English, and I speak very poquito Espanol. So we wear baseballs, we're like, hey, can you sign this baseball? We're taking selfies, that's great. And we really basically realize that this is going nowhere. And I'm like, okay, it's not a big deal. We'll figure this one out. So we go back to our hotel room. We're like, okay, that's kind of a bust, but at least we had some really good goat meal, and we had met some baseball players, hung out at a cool little party in Cleveland. So then we go back to Cleveland Airport, and we're flying the beautiful Southwest Airlines, the Dirty Bird. So we go in there, and we're like, okay, we're kind of feeling a little like crestfallen. We didn't really get what we wanted to do in this little party, this trip. So we're like, not a big deal. We're gonna go home. We had a big family dinner that night around 7 o'clock in Chicago. Cleveland's about an hour ahead. Okay, not a big deal. We'll make dinner. We'll be fine. So we get there early. It's like an 8 o'clock flight. We get there. All of a sudden, a big announcement. We're like, hey, would anyone like to get their seats? Because we're a booked flight, and we'll put you in the next flight, an hour and a half away. We'll give you a voucher. So I look to my brother, and he's like, we're not. I'm like, we're not. Let's do it. So we go up to the ticket counter guy, and he's like, hey man. Like, we'll do it. Give us the voucher. Not a big deal. So give us the vouchers. We're great. We go to the bar, have a drink, have a beer. And we're like, okay, great. So then we go back, and we hear the next announcement. And they're like, hey, would anyone like to give up their seats for this flight? We'll get you another flight another hour ahead. And they look at him, and he looks at me, and we're like, well, fine, fuck it, whatever. Well, we're in. So we go up there, and they're like, hey, PJ, like, Connor, like, hey, we're back. So they give us another voucher, like, okay, no, not a big deal. So then we go back, and we're walking to the bar, and I'm like, hey, Connor, like, we need to stop drinking at this point, or we're going to start losing money on the steal, right? At this point, I'm like running numbers in my head. I'm like, okay, well, we're making money, but we can't stop drinking. So we're trying to buy a deck of cards and some waters. So now we're at the airport playing cards and drinking water, which not many people do, but we were doing it. And so it's like 2 hours in, two vouchers in. Another announcement. At this point, they're like, Connor and PJ, would you guys like to come up? So we walk up, very people who walk up and are like, hey, they're like, hey, what's so, this is kind of happening. You guys want in? And I'm like, well, like, sure, fine. So they're great. So they give us the vouchers again and go back to our seats. We keep on playing gin rummy. And at this point, we're like, well, we have to make this dinner. I'm like, yeah, we get it. We can do this. So, so another hour goes by, and at this point, I think my brother's hitting on some girl. I don't fucking know. But it's like, anyway, we're going to join ourselves paying cards. And another announcement comes up. They didn't make the announcement. They just come look at us. And they're like, hey, come on up here. So we walk up again, and they're like, hey, we got one more fight. We're like, this is cool, but we have to make this family dinner in like 3 hours. We're going to make it back to Chicago. We're like, don't worry. We're getting the next flight. So, of course, we were like whores, and we took the vouchers again. okay, so now I'm like almost like $600 in like Southwest vouchers. I'm like, great. So we go after our seats, keep on drinking our water, because we're not drinking this, we're sober at this point. Playing cards. And then finally it's like the last flight, and we're like, dude, we gotta fucking make it. So yeah, we walked on our flight and then made it to our family dinner and everything worked out. But I poured myself out to Southwest Airlines.
Southwest, obviously the superior airline. I'm not trying for sponsorships here, but if I were, I would say there's no reason to fly United or Delta or American. When Southwest has comfortable planes and friendly service, fly Southwest, everybody. All right. Hey. Guys, more than one person can whore themselves out to Southwest. It's cool.